Paul Rusesabagina was arrested and he is now in the custody of Rwanda Investigation Bureau.
Exactly. Where was he arrested? In Kigali or where?
Yeah, thank you so much. For the interest of justice and investigation, we won't disclose too much information about where he was arrested. But what I can tell you, he was arrested through the international cooperation. And Rusesabagina, he has been subject of international arrest warrant. So he has to answer charges of serious crime, including terrorism, arson, kidnap, and murder perpetrated against unarmed innocent Rwandan civilian on Rwandan territory, including a place called Nyabimata, Nyaruguru district in June 2018, and in the Nyungwe, in the district of Nyamagabe in December 2018.
Confirm for me, please, how true is it? One account here is that he was arrested in transit somewhere, probably in Addis Ababa. Is that true?
I don't know that. I don't know that one. What I can tell you is that he has been arrested through international cooperation.
As you know, he has said that he has denied this allegation of him sponsoring terrorist group. He has denied that.
Yeah, he's sponsoring, and first of all, he's a leader and a founder, and he has been sponsoring extremist terror like MRCD and PDR Ihumure. So those groups were operating out of various places in the region and abroad. Where has he denied that?
He is 66 years old. What does your government hope to do with him? Are you going to put him on trial?
No, as I said, the investigation is still on the preliminary stage. So we cannot now confirm whether he has denied or he has pleaded guilty. The investigation is still going on, and his dossier is under investigation. And after his dossier will be sent to NPPA, National Public Prosecution, for the court. Of course, the justice has to do its work. The court has to do its work.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.